We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Jack. It's a WIP afternoon show. Oh, Ike Reese there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. Can you replay that one? Or is it a rotator?
It's a rotator. But, I mean, is Battle trying to get paused?
Yeah. Can we
it's called a big dose of D.
What did it say?
Let's take care of the D?
Yeah. Devontae signed, now let's take care of the D.
Yeah. Well, it's good work by Battle.
Yeah. Did he know what he was doing when he made that? Anyway.
Probably not.
We are talking about, my proclamation today is that given what I've seen out of Joel Embiid so far in these two playoff games, the play-in and the playoff, that the season is a success if they simply get by the Knicks. Ike does not agree.
No.
Jack does not agree.
Well, it's just like
215-592-9494.
Matter of fact, I haven't heard anybody that agrees.
No one agrees.
Somebody will agree.
First off, Friday, you're bullying people and saying, are you in or you out?
I'm still in.
They lose one game and you're like, hey, you know what?
It's not about the loss. I'm optimistic about the game. I'm optimistic about the series.
Well, you've given up on the team.
No, I've just given up on a long playoff run. Mm. Not even given up. I don't think he's going to be able to play the whole playoffs just based on what I saw. That's sort of where I am.
But then why is he still playing?
We're not doing that right now. We'll do that because that's what he does. He's a basketball player. And getting past the Knicks is better than not getting past the Knicks. You know, getting past the Knicks and going six games with Milwaukee is better than losing in the first round, all of those things. I
agree.
Think he should be playing.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Now, before we get to your calls on this, the Knicks did win one playoff game in the first round. And their fans acted in maybe the most embarrassing way that any fan base has ever acted. And I'm coming from Philadelphia. We've acted embarrassing in a lot of different ways, but this was the worst. So here was the scene outside of Madison Square Garden after the win on Saturday night. And what's the next one? That was Knicks in four.
Knicks in four.
Yep. So if they get by the Sixers, they're going to have to play a whole other team before they get to Boston. They were parading through the streets as if it sort of reminded me when the Eagles won the NFC Championship game in 18 or whatever, and everyone celebrated as if we had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But at least we had got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Knicks just won the first game of the first round. It's a little much.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a little much.
I guess they're excited.
They are excited. And what I hear from Knicks fans is, it's been so long, you don't understand, yada, yada, yada. But they did this.
Well, what's been so long?
Since they've had a competitive team.
Okay, but didn't they?
Last year.
Yeah, didn't they lose to Miami last year?
Yeah, it's over. The whole we've waited so long for a competitive team thing is over.
Yeah.
You guys did this after the first game of the regular season last year. The first game of the regular season. So they've had a competitive team. This is the third year of having a competitive team. Start acting like adults.
Didn't they do this when they beat Atlanta in game one or something?
Game one of the regular season. The regular season.
Oh, those Knicks fans.
There's nothing wrong with being excited, but you got to tone down the
Well, you can't do the whole mecca of basketball and all of that, and then you act like you're some Division III school that just won its first ever NCAA tournament game.
It is the worst thing about Knicks fans, and I feel like I know better than anybody because I've been there for 3 years, is they all want to they want to do three things. One, they want to do the woe is me, it hasn't been good in 30 years, we're long suffering. That's the first thing. The second thing is they want to be the team that everyone's counting out, that no one's giving credit to.
So they want to do the underdog thing.
Underdog, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But also, we're the mecca This is the home of basketball. Right. The Knicks are the best thing in the world. Like, how could you not want to come here? They want all three things at once, which makes them particularly intolerable.
Well, I mean, they won a regular season game to start the year last year, and they all came out of the Mecca like this.
Yeah, De Blasio, we had Cuomo. It was rough, but we have the Knicks. The New York Knicks run New York City.
Bing bong.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks.
Mouth breathers. All of them are mouth breathers. Even my friends that work up there are mouth breathers. 215-592-9494. Hey, the Twitter poll of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today, would you consider this Sixers season a success if they beat the Knicks in the series? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the percentages are so far?
Let's go 90% no.
67% no.
Wow.
It's a little closer than you guys think.
This is pathetic.
A little closer. I'll try to get this work. All right, we got Brandon in King of Prussia. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
This is B and the KOP.
B and the KOP, yeah, that's what we call him? Okay.
B and KOP, yes, sir. That's the nickname. It's a pleasure to speak with all of you. Listen, Joel Embiid needs to play smarter basketball. You don't see players throw it off the backboard for a dunk all the time. I don't know. Did it, right? Joel Embiid needs to play smarter basketball. We had Nicholas Batum go off against the Miami Heat. And I saw, and how many 3-point shots did he try Saturday night? It's ridiculous, okay? Joel Embiid has some dogs around him. He may have had better, quote-unquote, talent around him before, but he has some people around him that want to win. I watched Kyle Lowry play some defense like an animal. It's the first 2 minutes of the game, okay? It's ridiculous. Is it a success if the Sixers beat the Knicks? Man, I want to parade down Broad Street. I want to call my work and say, hey, bud, I got a head cold. I can't come in. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm at a parade.
I want to be paid $5 million a year. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm just asking you to deal with reality. And the reality is that happening this year is probably out the window. As for your comment about whether Embiid should grow up and play smarter, we all want him to lead the team. And I just don't think it's possible first of all, he's an emotional person, for him to be in those games doing what they're asking him to do, but then also say, everybody's going to complain that he doesn't rebound, or everybody's going to complain that he doesn't go to block a shot. And to say you have to specifically not do the things that will hurt you, I don't think he knows what's going to hurt him, to be quite honest with you. He could get hurt doing anything. So I just don't think it's realistic what you're asking him to do.
But you don't think that trying to throw it off the backboard and be this like acrobatic guy when he has an injury, and everybody knows he has an injury, including himself? I watched Joel Embiid like 5 minutes into the game put his hands on his knees like he always does, okay? He's not I don't know. I heard you guys talking about like Joel Embiid's grown up a little bit. Like I didn't see that Saturday night. I saw Joel Embiid, the same old like little mopey Joel Embiid you always get.
Nah, so, I disagree.
I don't know if we were watching the same game. The little the eye poke or whatever. Come on, man. You saw the play. He barely touched him. You know what I mean? He's acting like a big baby. My father-in-law calls him Dumb Bead because he walks down the court like, now listen, he's my favorite basketball player.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it.
Yeah, he is my favorite basketball player. I love him. I was in Home Depot, and a lady came up to me that works at Joel Embiid school and sees him dropping off. And I'm like, man, that must be good luck for us tonight. And, of course, we go lose. Man, I love Joel Embiid, and I always have Joel Embiid's back. But the way, like that mopey walking around, and then like the dunk off the backboard, like it's just stupid. You got guys, you're getting double teamed down low, and your decision
he
is to
escape
the
defender.
Okay, I pass it out for a three.
To who?
What do you mean, Nicholas Batum? Was he in the game? Probably not. You didn't see him at all in the game. Listen, I don't know if you guys were watching the same game I was on.
We obviously are, Brandon, yes.
Brandon, give us, for the morning show side question of the day, give us your celebrity fan.
All right, and then I got one thing after my celebrity fan. It's just quick, guy. Come on, okay? Listen, Kobe Bryant, he's a huge Eagles fan, and I want to ask everybody, how you doing? Hey, I love it.
All right, goodbye. Was that him breaking the
rules? I've been drinking that Ike juice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he probably had a little something this afternoon.
Kobe, famous fan. Yeah, I think that counts, right?
Yeah, they can Eagles be past or present.
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay,
yeah,
sure. Listen, he did that because he know I'm a Kobe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kobe guy.
Fanatic.
He's trying to cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to cheat. It seems like, so I identify with, or I understand the mopey Embiid thing. I think there is a difference between tired Embiid and mopey Embiid. And what I say about mopey Embiid, I'm frustrated when he's, to me, the mopey Embiid thing comes when he is frustrated on offense, forces it, turns the ball over, stays there, you know, while the other team fast breaks down the other end of the court. Mm-hmm. I did not see that on Saturday night. I saw a guy that was laboring. I saw a guy that got scared when he got hurt, but I didn't see the mopiness in his gameplay that maybe you could have identified in the first half of the Miami game or you've seen in several playoff games. Mm-hmm. I don't think I saw that on Saturday night. I saw a guy that was in pain, laboring a little bit, but got his way through the game and was productive. That's what I saw. And
yeah.
I don't think you can criticize him for being mopey, but then also criticize him for being aggressive when
is that what people are mad about with Embiid today?
I don't know.
The dunk. Like I didn't even see a reason to be mad at Embiid after Saturday's game. I was mad they lost the game.
Sure.
But I didn't come away from that game saying, oh, same old Embiid, he didn't show up. I didn't come away from the game feeling that way. I was more impressed that he came back in the game. I thought he was gone for the rest of the game. And for him to come back in the game and finish the game, that showed me a lot. So the whole he's soft and this and that and the other, I mean, he had every reason or every excuse to bail out of that game and preserve himself. But it's game one of the series. It's not game seven of the series. He comes back in, and he's trying to lead his guys. I had no problem with Embiid Saturday.
No, I
really
don't think,
didn't.
Yeah, I thought he played well. And yeah. He sort of soldiered through what was wrong. Absolutely. When we walked into the studio today, we were talking to Joe and Hugh about the thermostat and where they set the thermostat.
Yeah.
This is an issue I have at home, especially during the summer when my wife wants to set the thermostat lower, but I care about the electric bill, so I want to set it higher. And when you think about the summer in your house and you think about the AC, keeping it cool in your house, one thing that is a big key to that is windows. If you have drafty old windows that aren't any good, you're not going to be able to keep the cool air in. Hell, in the winter, you're not going to be able to keep the warm air in. Mm-hmm. You need brand new windows. Go Gaida. You need a new front door. Go Gaida. You need a patio door. Go Gaida.
Yeah.
Go Gaida. What they're going to do is they're going to make it affordable for you, and they're going to take care of everything. And then that way, the arguments about the thermostat, maybe there's fewer arguments. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window to help get your project started. They are offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay them off interest-free. 20% instant savings. Pay off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. So let me just take y'all back to last week. Y'all had a topic last week where you said overrated, right?
Yes.
Was overrated. I think y'all need to, in retrospect, maybe give that award to the person that called up and said the intelligent of some of Philadelphia sports fans after listening to y'all first few callers or whatever. Some of y'all first few callers, because some of this stuff is ridiculous. So everybody criticizing Embiid, but he was a plus 14 in the game.
Yeah. Right, they were minus 21 when he was off the court, and plus 14 when he was on the court.
We were up 15. Well, we was up, no, maybe like 9, I think, at the end of the first quarter, 9, 10, or something like that. That as soon as he got on the bench at the beginning of the second quarter, it was a tie game within like 3 minutes. When we came in the third quarter, he was back in the game. We took control again. People forget, after he was hurt, he stole the ball from one of the Knicks people and threw a bounce pass.
Beautiful pass to Oubre. Yeah. Beautiful pass.
And it's funny. And then these dudes, the first thing these dudes call up and criticize is him moping. When I seen fight in him, because I seen him going, getting mad at the refs when Hartenstein got a handful of his jersey and the refs looking clearly at it. He can't get to the rebound, so he was fighting for it in the first quarter. But we criticizing this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe we can criticize the rest of the team, because honestly, let's be honest, only people who came to play was Lowry, Embiid, Maxey, and a couple minutes that Paul Reed gave us was good. Oubre did all right at the end, but the rest of nobody else showed up.
I agree. Do you think it's a success if the season's a success if they just beat the Knicks?
No, I can't go that far.
Oh, come on. But
I'm not going to say. But I'm not going to say is a failure, because Ike don't know. Like, I look at it for what it is. I know what you're saying, and I agree with some of the stuff you're saying. Like, in terms of you gotta look at it for what it is and what we going through right now. But I ain't gonna say it's a success. That's just going a little too far for me. All I'm saying is, honestly, we were in that game because of Maxey, Lowry, and Embiid. And the only people you – and this let me think that people only look at stuff on surface level. Are you really looking at the game? Because we lost by offensive rebounds.
Give me your celebrity fan.
I'm going to go with Denzel. He liked the Lakers, man.
Ah.
I didn't know Denzel. Thank you for the call, Ike. I didn't know Denzel was a Lakers guy.
Yeah, I wonder if he's really a Lakers fan. You know, he's out there in Hollywood because he's a New York guy, right? Isn't Denzel from New York?
I don't know. You looked at Jack, like Jack.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, why did I look at him?
Come on.
No, I got you. What?
Nah, you don't know. I know he went to Fordham. Fordham U, right?
That's, oh, did he?
That's New York. Yeah.
Yeah, that is New York.
So I think he's from New York. But I know he does go to Lakers games because he's out there. But I think he's a Knicks fan.
Okay, not a Lakers fan.
I think he's a Knicks fan.
You know, Ike mentioned Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
I am.
What a game by Lowry Saturday.
Every game he plays, yeah. I have total confidence in him in that. I know you think that we've been giving Batum too much credit. But Kyle Lowry and Batum.
Well, he didn't do much Saturday, but the first Miami game, it was awesome.
Well, they are stable vets who've been there before, who you know we can get out of. And the thing I think about watching Lowry, first of all, I can't believe he still has this much left in the tank. At 38 years old, he's playing 35 minutes, 38 minutes, whatever, and he looks great the entire time. Plays defense, grifts for fouls, takes charges, makes great passes, all that kind of stuff. Is I just think back to all those times that he was rumored to be possibly a person that the Sixers were going to trade for. And I think about before the Hawks season, before the season where Ben Simmons passed up the dunk. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me this, if they had traded Ben Simmons straight up for Kyle Lowry, one, we would have all melted down that it wasn't enough for Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But man, I look at it and I just think, would we have a championship if they had traded Ben Simmons for Kyle Lowry? He's just better than I remember. He's had such a positive effect on the team.
I've always appreciated Kyle Lowry's game because, you know, you look at Kyle Lowry and you're saying, man, you go to any L.A. Fitness or YMCA and Kyle Lowry is there. That guy,
right.
That guy in the L.A. Fitness plan who in there getting buckets, he don't really jump high off the ground. You know, he's methodically coming up and down the court as the point guard, getting everybody lined up, situated, running plays in L.A. Fitness that he shouldn't be running.
By the way, the shot clock's at 2.
Yep.
Not nervous taking
not
a three-pointer
nervous.
From 30 feet away.
Yep. Hit big three-pointers out there Saturday. No, that game Saturday was awesome. As a matter of fact, I don't know if we get back in that game because once we had given up the momentum and the Knicks had it, I thought it was over then. But it was Lowry's play. It was the Maxey's ability to get to the hole and be relentless that got them back in the game. This is the night.
Uh-oh.
I guess I got to go to the bag.
Oh, no.
I got to tell Toby to show up tonight. This is the night.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God after.
Yes.
Dude, he misses shots in a way that I've not seen professional basketball players miss shots.
Listen, when he nails the early shots, we got to go back to him. He can't go away from him.
You got
to
keep feeding him?
You got to feed the beast, man.
When he, yo,
he looks about as checked out of this series as I've ever seen.
He, first of all, half of those 23 offensive rebounds were on him. But
he led the team in rebounds.
He should have had twice as many. He steps into those three-pointers at the break.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most confident guy in the world. Steps into it. And how does he miss a shot long and not hit the rim? I don't even know how that happens.
Because it went too long in between his shots, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. I count it. Like 9 minutes.
Nick Nurse seems confident. That's for sure.
No, he does not afterwards.
Well, I'm like, here's the problem for everybody.
Yeah.
Is that if you give Nick Nurse a reason not to play Tobias, then he won't play him. Meaning somebody else has to be going off of the role players.
Yes.
So, but if the other guys
That's
aren't necessarily
point.
Going off, then Nick Nurse is saying, okay, then I got to try to leave him out there to see if I can get something going.
He is just – he had a sequence in the first half where he missed a shot, then he threw two awful passes. I said Kirk Cousins in the playoffs level pick six passes. And then
you gotta come to the ball too though, man. Yeah. You just can't stand there and wait on the ball. Come to it.
Then the Knicks were in the bonus. He fouls, I think it was Brunson in the
back. That
was
by accident. It was accident.
What's he doing? Get out of here.
No, that's one of those ones I wanted to slap him in the back of the head myself. I wanted to hit him in the back of the head myself.
Why is Maxey sick and not Toby? I don't want him to be sick. I'm just.
But if it's a little stomach bug.
The little stomach bug that'll get over.
We're not asking him to turn into Zaire Smith.
No, like, no. 24-hour stomach bug.
Yeah.
Starting
or maybe,
today.
Or maybe a week stomach bug. Right? Like food poisoning.
Maybe if Maxey's got a stomach bug, those two can share a Cliff Bar or something.
Why is he sick all the time?
Maxey? I have no idea. Maybe he's just hugging and kissing
vitamin
too much.
Vitamin C?
Yeah. Does he need more vitamin
That's
C?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, does he need more?
So coming up next. The Phillies have won.
Yeah,
let's get to the real
story.
Got a
winner in town.
Shove it.
Can't even do my tease here. Phillies have won 6 straight games.
Don't sound so down.
I'm not. Coming up next in our newest segment, the Jackie Baseball Report, we will tell you why I simply need the Phillies to lose tonight's game.
Huh?
I just need them to lose one game. Just one game, tonight's game. That is next on the Jackie Baseball Report on the Afternoon Show, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.